This is CliffCentral.com.
Professor Gernot Wolfram is the professor at Macromedia University of Applied Sciences in Berlin. Also has written articles for a number of very well-known German publications, and we had the pleasure of hearing this morning about the media ecosystem, the environment. He very carefully described to us that it's not really a system because there are many pieces that fall inside and others that fall outside of that. But it's fascinating to hear how the German media works, what the major influences are. And I found it fascinating that there are, just like we have in South Africa, so many new things happening. So I think a word or two from you about the latest developments in terms of citizen journalism, in terms of independent media voices. How do you find that's specific to Germany?
Yeah, fortunately, we still have a lot of newspapers, traditional newspapers, and they are wonderful. They're doing good journalism, yeah, but they face also a big crisis right now. Yeah, and on the other hand, we have a lot of young and independent bloggers, online journalists, very often also women, yeah, who try to establish a new kind of journalism where they are independent from the big publishing houses, where they can find new audiences, and where they also perhaps not try to explain all the time the world to the audiences, but more to show what is going on and really to bring in new experts, new voices, people who are probably before unheard, yeah? And I think that makes it very exciting to see this change on the one hand. On the other hand, it is also a bit sad to see that some of the old traditions of our public sphere are obviously dying.
So the thing about the dying of the old public sphere is also because there's a huge population influx of different types of cultures, where Germany used to be a single type of exactly. of culture. Diversity here in Berlin mm-hmm. versus outside of Berlin, how much of a role does that play in the kind of content that mm-hmm. you're seeing in the media space now?
It makes a big difference, yeah, because here in Berlin we have people really from all over the world. Yeah, every year there is the Carnival of Cultures, and there you see that from Eritrea to Czech Republic, from Guatemala to Finland, people show their traditions. And unfortunately, a lot of these people don't think that the famous German media covers their history here in the country. Yeah, so we can see also here a lot of newspapers and bloggers and new associations which raise the question, actually, where is our voice? Yeah, where is somebody asking about our experience here in Germany? And very often we have this problem that people have to decide, yeah? Do you see yourself more as a Turk or more as a German? And this is, in my eyes, a stupid question. And in research we speak therefore more about transculturalism, that you can be a lot of things at the same time, yeah? You can be a Turk and a Berliner and a German at the same time. You don't have to decide. And I think this is also not so much covered in the media, that we still have these journalists who have a so-called migration background. And I never know what tell us, what does it tell, yeah? It's more interesting to think, okay, what kind of new perspective or different perspectives people can bring in to the debate. And we see, especially here in Berlin, a lot of publications where this is working, yeah?
I'm curious, with all of this cosmopolitan sort of influx of different cultures and ideas, is it having the effect of contributing to a new sort of culture, or are people siloing off into niches and very much talking within their echo chambers?
I think what we really lack is a new vocabulary. Yeah, as long as people talk about interculturalism, yeah, then you have on the one side the guys who have to play the Turks or the Polish guys, and the others are the Germans. Yeah, I mean, this is not only boring, it's also not the truth. Yeah, in Germany we have for 2015, every ninth child who was born here in Germany has had a binational background. Yeah. So that means a lot of, for example, also my daughter is half Greek, yeah? And I see that she speaks Greek fluently, she listens to Greek music when she is in Greece, then she is really excited about the traditions there and knows the jokes. And it's the same in German. And if you ask her with her 7 years, yeah, what are you? She wouldn't understand the question. She is a little girl from Berlin, yeah, born here, and she feels very as a real Berlin girl. On the other hand, she is Greek, she is German, and perhaps something else. And this is something we need a new vocabulary for. And therefore also very often I think we have the wrong debates, yeah, about diversity. Because perhaps the last point to that, when we talk all the time about diversity, this is also a bit strange because nobody feels diverse. Yeah, I don't feel myself as diverse or as a other. I'm, for me, a natural person and a guy from Poland as well. But if you say, okay, we need to have a diverse society, you always have someone who's saying, okay, these are the others. Yeah. Therefore, the whole vocabulary is a bit weird. Yeah. So perhaps we should think about that more closely.
And the role of women. You mm-hmm. spoke earlier in the example you showed us of the journalist who started her own blog mm-hmm. and employs women, and yeah. that their entire focus is around women. And as I sit here amongst three men...
Are you feeling diverse yet?
I'm adding to your diversity, guys. I'm adding to your diversity. I'm very interested in how the rise of kind of third wave feminism mm-hmm. and in the content that is being created and mm-hmm. the way that the society is being reflected in mm-hmm. media here mm-hmm. in Germany, how much of a role does that play? Or is it still very much a male-led environment, the media landscape?
Yeah, as I said before, my problem I have always with my home country is that we have a lot of criticism in the country. Yeah, there are a lot of women requesting we need to have a better quota in TV and we should have more people with a migration background in the newspapers, and it's always a kind of serious complaining. Yeah, and on the other hand, we have a lot of initiatives where really women start to do something and to change something and to offer something new. And this is not so popular in Germany. And therefore, my wish would be that these wonderful and smart projects we have invented and run by women, they should be portrayed, and it should, as an encouragement for other women, look, that can work, instead of saying all the time, yeah, and requesting there's a problem. So I think this is something we lack here, really to portray in a much stronger way how many wonderful projects already exist and to support them, because they need to have readers, they need to have people who know them, otherwise they will die, the projects will die. Yeah?
The other thing that you touched on, and it's really my last point, is the commercial viability of new media. And in Germany, as in South Africa, I suppose things are just taking off, really, so it's hard to measure at this point. But when it comes to how you sustain yourself, the crowdfunding idea, advertising, advertisers who don't necessarily interfere with content, I thought was a good point that you made. How do you feel we can learn lessons from each other in that respect?
First of all, I deeply believe, also as a writer, yeah, and journalist, because I'm still publishing, that stories are important. Yeah, you need to have good stories, and you should be trustful, and you should have people who are interested in your stories. Yeah, and very often we can hear that digitalism is the future, but digitalism is just a tool. Yeah, the interesting question is what happens within this digitalism. And one more time, what I deeply believe is that the new online journalism is not based on explaining the world, is based on new connections and networks. And I would say the good bloggers of the future and also of the present have a tremendous worldwide network and really bring in new knowledge. And this is surprising and exciting. And I think that especially the younger generation is not so much interested to open a newspaper, pay for it, and to read explanations. Yeah, they want to find out by themselves, but they need to have valuable information, not fake news. And I think this is something which you can deliver through these new online platforms. And as I said before, the Hackpack Press, this mm-hmm. wonderful website where journalists can connect all over the world. This is a wonderful example, yeah? What kind of richness of and what kind of flow of information is possible in this digital world?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.